Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, Joyce.
That's good.
And I'm grateful. How are you doing?
Blessed and highly favored. Grateful to still be above ground and not below. Glad to see another day.
I'm grateful to be here with you today, Joyce.
Thank you.
Today is October 23rd, 2021, and we're in Forest Park in Clayton County in Metro Atlanta in Georgia. My name is Daniel Enger, and I have the pleasure of being here today with you, Joyce. Thank you very much for taking time to talk. I'm looking forward to hearing your story and to learning from you. My first question for you, Joyce, is a really big one. Namely, please tell the story of your life from the time you were a little girl up to the present day.
I remember my parents telling me at birth I was 4 pounds, 2 ounces, I believe, premature. They were looking for a baby girl because my mother couldn't have children, not the one that gave birth to me. They said they went to apply, look for a baby, and they said they were looking, they said, we want. So from birth, I was chosen, and I've had the best life ever, the best parents, even though the parents that raised me are not my birth parents, they are my parents, and they were the best I could have ever had, and I thank God for that. I think about who gave birth to me. I would like to just see her, because I look around and I'm like, could that be my mother? Could that be my sister? Because everybody says, you have a twin. There's somebody, are you sensitive? I said, no. And they said, but I tell people that too. Are you sensitive? Well, you have a twin. You look just like somebody. Then I'm looking around like, could that be my sister or whatever? But I had a big family. My mother passed away when I was 15. I was spoiled. I can't ask for anything less, anything more. I was given everything. I had all the advantages, went to school, went to a Christian private school for a little while. I mean, my parents were strict, but they kept me close to them. I very rarely was able to spend the night at a friend's house or go to this party or that party, as special things they might have let me go to, but academics and my education was very important to them. So I went to schools and I was in after school programs and things like that. But when I came to, and my father, he's the best father in the world. I love him today. I love him and I miss him. My mother was worked at Illinois Bell, and my father was an engineer, Local 841. I remember that. Them here saying that brick. He worked on big old tractors, and then he worked for Local 841. He did Job Corps. But I came to Atlanta in 2000. Right before 2000, well, 2000, because I think it was going to be 2000 or 2000. I came to Atlanta with a husband of mine because his mother was kind of ill and he wanted to be close to her. So I came to Atlanta and I had never been to Atlanta. So I was like, hot Atlanta, let me go with you to Atlanta. So he brought me to Atlanta. I came with him. Then we got married in 2004 or 6, I don't remember. But I'm lost. I'm at a loss here. When I came to Atlanta with him, I lost my head or something. I just ventured out trying to see like the underground or downtown. I know I was downtown for a little couple months, almost maybe. Couple months or a year, because I rode with somebody somewhere downtown, and I ended up staying downtown, and it was called the Trophy Shop across from the Civic Center. I remember that. And so I just stayed in this park. And I know a lot of places, they helped people downtown that were homeless. I went to the safe house before. I remember the ambassadors, when you put your things up in the tree and you'd have to, and they'd come by and make sure everything, but the people, churches would come by and give out blankets and food, and then task force, I remember that place. I used to go up there, the ladies would stay inside, and they could come in, you could sign up to be in the place that night, sign up to say, did you put your name on the list, and you think you have two or three chairs you could lay across when it got cold if you didn't want to be outside. But I noticed a lot of people would come down there to the place for the park where we would lay, and they would pass out food, pass out blankets, or they get to, people from the church would get to know you and they come by, hello, has anybody seen Joyce today? We haven't seen Joyce. We come by to see if she all right, we haven't seen her at church today or whatever. And that was the church with that called, I remember the buses, they were called, they had Jesus on them. They would come down there and pick us up down there. Because I would go to a lot of different churches when they said they're having church tonight. You're going, we'd walk down there to the church or go to the event that they were having. A couple of us would walk down there because they would give out things, you know, to the home. Downtown takes care of the homeless to me. It takes care of the homeless. They give out things, there's programs, they help you get your IDs down there. They know that you don't have money to do, you know, what you need to do, and they give you, like, Crossroads. I've been down to Crossroads before. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say right now. I just know it's not easy. It's not, it's choices that you make, the decisions that you make. I don't like being around my, I don't want to be around my family, like, and I had no reason to, I just wanted to just jump out, go. I chose to come out. They kept me close knit. They kept me, and I just said, oh, I can't breathe. I gotta go. But as time goes, it's like, this isn't me. This isn't where I come from. But this is my life right now. So I'm making the best of it. But when it gets cold and when it rains, and then when they say, I don't know, it's just different. And holidays, it's hard. It's very hard. I'm a special person because I was chosen. And I know that everyone, every choice you make has consequences. It's all about the choices that you make. You might say one thing and do another, but you have to get real within yourself. And I'm a scary person. I'm a spoiled person. I just like people to, would like people to be honest with me, someone that I could really, really trust and talk to. Then I wouldn't have to tell what I want a person to know. Not what I want a person to hear, you know, don't know if they want to, if they're really listening to me or if they're not listening. Do they hear what I'm saying or are they going to use it against me? I'm scared to tell a person my real name sometimes because I don't know if they use it. I mean, I just don't know. I think ants or birds are listening. I think, you know, because I know I had a cat. Excuse me to jump off the story, but I had a cat and the cat would talk to me. I say, meow, meow. She say, meow, meow. I said, meow, meow, meow. She said, meow, meow. And she's trying to hear me, meow, meow. She said, meow, 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 meow. But anyway, I think the birds, cats, everybody's listening. But my heart goes out to, because I've only tell people what it was. I've been under the bridge. I've had my things stolen before. I've had to bet new clothes, shoes, and everything. But it's about the respect. Respect. Everyone's out there, and they should pull together. Say, for instance, you have a place, like a tent or something, and it's maybe your tent, but who's to say your tent when everyone's there, you know what I'm saying? And you want something from everybody. I don't understand. Is your address on this place? Is what? Tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I can understand, but I don't know what to think about that. And I just don't know what to say. I don't like a lot of things, but I'm out here, and it's a choice I made to be out here. So I just don't know my story. Again, I'm not making sense. I don't know if you understand. I've got a lot of hurt going on right now. I got a lot of hurt and a lot of pain because a lot of things have been done. I take part in doing some things that I might should have done. I own up to those. But my heart is a good heart. I have a good heart. I have a story to tell that you can come out of this. God can bring you out of this. You can come out. You don't have to stay this way. You can have your own home. You can have your own car. You can have you can own your own. It's just all in the choices that you make. Really decide, really make up your mind. And just, like you said, just do it. But it's easier said than done. It really is. I feel abandoned out here. I feel abandoned. I got a lot of issues. I got a lot of problems. Health problems, I thought, whatever. My father has health problems, and I really should be doing different. But I don't know if I'm making sense. I really don't. But I'm a special person. I'm a chosen one. I'm hurting. I try not to. I gotta cry. Laugh to keep from crying, but I'm a crybaby, and I'm a crybaby that, and I take everything, like, that might be all I have. I keep it with me. I travel with it. I just ask someone, could you watch this woman and come back? It might not. I look up, they might be still in this room. I thought, well, one more thing. Oh, they're over there, since such wasn't, but I asked you. But I asked you, could you watch it, so to say, and then you. And then when I had to go get me some soda or something, I would have brought you something. But I asked you to please don't leave my team. Well, son and such is there, so then I have to take care of them and take care of you for what I asked you to do. I asked you where you, whatever, you know. I don't know. I guess I don't explain myself very well. Sometimes it's hard for me to put into words. I like to write. I like to read. I haven't read a good book in a while. I like to write. And I like to read. I like to learn, but I haven't been reading or writing that much. And I'm not being who I'm supposed to be. This is only a test, I guess. This is only a test. You have to go through the storm, I guess, or through the rain. Excuse me, I'm hurting. I'm hurting.
Joyce, I have another question for you.
All right.
Of all the things you've accomplished or overcome in your life so far, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of I really am. I like a people person. I really don't. I mean, I've met a lot of people. I'm proud of. I've met a lot of good, understanding people. There are still good people in the world today. Not everyone is just like the next one. There are good people, really genuine people with good hearts that really understand and really care and really want to hear what you and hear what you need, and they'll do to the best of their ability what they need to do to help you. There are still good people that are, that have your best interests at heart.
Joyce, you've gained a lot of wisdom from the experiences in your life. Now imagine that a school in Atlanta invites you to come and talk to their kids so that you can share your wisdom and experience to give those kids guidance on how to live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives. What would you tell a group of kids in Atlanta to help them be on a good path for living a good life?
Stay in school and listen to the advice of your parents. Education is very important. Reading, writing. Just look up to whoever you might look up to as your mentor, or just stay in school right now, because it's all about the choices that you make. Every choice has consequences. It's all in the choices. You have the choice to do right. You have the choice to do wrong. It's all about the choices that you make. And stay young. Because you grow up, you're going to grow up fast. You're going to time. You'll look up and you'll be, if you're first or second grader, you'll grow up and you'll be graduating from school before long. Time flies. Enjoy being a student. Enjoy being a kid. Enjoy being a child. Enjoy being a student. Enjoy your young years, because it goes fast.
Joyce, I'd like to shift to today, please.
All right.
In what ways would you say your life is going well these days? Please talk a little bit about how life is good for you at the present time.
I'm eating. I walk a lot. I greet people. I have smile on my face. I know a lot of people. Some of them have my best interest. Some of them, they might not. But we're still like a sort of so-called family to me. And my good days do outweigh my bad days. It's beautiful outside. It's a good day. God woke me up. I can't complain. I'm still here walking, able to say good morning, even if you might not say good morning back. So that's my good days outweigh my bad days today.
What led to those things going well for you? How did it happen? Or
meeting people that know people, that knew people, and people introduced me to to these people. They said, these people do this, these people can help you with this, these people bring food, this is a church that brings food. There's a, someone that knows someone that knows someone, and they introduced me to that one, and that one, this one knows that one, and that person knows that one, and just talking about what I might need or what I might would need help with, and, you know, a chain reaction, you know, different people know different people. This person might know that person, this person might know some other person, some other place, you know, talking to people. I feel like a family. I feel like I can talk to certain ones at certain times about certain things. Wow.
Now, Joyce, looking ahead to the future.
Yes.
When it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, what are your hopes and dreams looking ahead?
I always like to be independent, but I would like to be a family. I like to be a family, to own my own, to have my own, you know. Looking at being happy, being with someone that I love and that loves me for who I am and understands where I've come from and loves me unconditionally, you know. That unconditional love, okay, not just because I was this. You don't keep saying, well, you used to be that. Well, I used to be that. Yes, I did. But let me tell that, you know, someone that understands but doesn't use it against me, so to say. And just be happy. Just, that's all I do. I want to be happy, have what I need to have, be able to buy what I need to buy, be able to go to the doctors, you know, this therapist, or be able to have insurance, so I don't have to worry about a good job, maybe. You know, paying, being able to take care of if someone says your copay is, just be able to pay the copay, you know, stuff like that, to be happy. Where, you know, it's about the inside, not about the outside. I just want people look at me and be like, dang, she's changed. Look at that. She did do, it took a minute, but change is different. Change is a process. But she did it. It's been some years. I was wondering, was she locked up or was it? No. I might not have been on this around here, but you might. You never know, but no. Life is good. Because I can speak today. I can speak.
Joyce, as you pursue your hopes and dreams, the ones that you just talked about, what are some of the personal strengths that you draw on?
I'm a good listener. I listen and I learn. I sit back and I might listen to people talk. I might not say much, but when spoken to, I'll speak. But most of the time, I'm a listener. I learn from listening. People say, well, you don't talk much. No, I don't. If I want to say something, I know I can open my mouth and speak. No one has a right to say, shut up, or you can't speak. But I'm looking. Blind as I am, need glasses, I'm looking and I'm listening. People might say, I'm not worried about that. No. Like, for instance, something might go down the street and I'm sitting right there and I said, son, you might want to, they hold it down a little bit, and I just, you were looking steady, you looking in my mouth, you didn't see, I'm just saying, I'm not worried about, oh, okay. Maybe I keep my mouth quiet. I saw. So I guess I needed to see what I needed to see. So I keep my mind, and I'll be looking, listening, learning. Like I said, I like to read. I need to read more. I wish I had a good book. And you know, because life changes every day. There's changes. There's changes. This is a change for me. This is a change for me being on my own, so to say. But I have a family out here, but family is very, I have a close-knit family. I just want them to look up, even though my mother's in heaven. I just want her to look down and smile. She might be, she's probably smiling, but not real big, not real big chickadee smile, but she's smiling.
Joyce, you told me about your hopes and dreams. Now tell me, what are the challenges and obstacles that you see standing between you and realizing your hopes and dreams? Or I guess another way of asking that question is, what holds you back?
I hold myself back. I'm my worst enemy. I'm my problem. I am Because here it goes, I want what I want. And I believe I've been entitled to it because I was been given all my life. I've been given, you know? And so it's hard now, like, oh, get a job, huh? You know, I would like to be in, but I like to work, though. I like to punch at the time clock. Or I like, even if it's not punching the time clock, I don't mind working, you know, to have my own. So I hate that. Can I have, I don't mind. I just want to have my, be able to see these people. I have a car. I had a car before. I want to have those things back. I want those back. I want my life back. I want my life back. I want my life back. And I dream to go back and give back when I get myself, when I decide to get myself together. Because I'm my worst enemy. I'm holding myself back.
Joyce, what do you think needs to be done so that the challenges and obstacles that you just mentioned can be overcome and you can realize your personal hopes and dreams? What has to happen? You told me about your hopes and dreams. You told me about what holds you back. What needs to be done so that those things that hold you back no longer hold you back?
Actually, again, here, like you say, I want people to hear my story. I want to hear, I might have heard someone's story and then someone else comes back. Yeah, they used to be homeless, you know, they used to be on the street. Now I'm trying to hear them, but someone else is talking, really a one-on-one with people, ones that have been, you know, I might have time tomorrow to come out. No, really, talk to someone that has been out here and that can help me and that will understand where I'm coming from instead of everybody around. I'm really a one person when I'm talking about something like that, and I believe that someone that's been where I am can help me, and that will stop because too many people are around me. Oh yeah, I know him too. Yeah, Mike knows him. He can tell you what Senses knows him. He helped them. No, I want to talk to that person because too many people are involved around when they're coming up, when they, you know, I want to talk to someone like a one-on-one that was holding me back because then I could express seriously and really what I need help with and what I would like help with, I mean, and what I think needs to happen for me to be happy and successful. There's a lot of people with stories, but I've been told people, it's been introduced to people that have stories and that could help me with mine, but I need like a one-on-one or maybe two people around, not people that are where I am right now. I understand it because I'm being with them. I see you every day. I know, but I want the ones that been where I am that come to me, that can come to me or take me to lunch or do something so we can talk or, you know, for real. That's what.
So Joyce, my questions up until now were about you. I'd like to ask now for your perspectives on the community. My first question is, Joyce, how would you describe your community? Who are the people who make up your community? Do you feel that you're part of a community?
I don't know, community. Okay, could you explain community one more time? Because is that my friends or the what is it? It's asking about the. I'm here in Fulton. I mean, in Forest Park right now. So, what is the community? The people make up. That is that the people. I don't understand. I'm not. That question's got me.
Joyce, how would you describe your community?
My community is close, really close-knit. They're different. Like, there might be some over here. There might be a group of people over here. There might be a group of people on this side of town. There might be, but it depends on, there's homeless communities everywhere. There's a like you might say, there's people over on this, and you go one exit down, there's people in that area. There's people, there's a club, different community, there's a different, a lot of homeless communities, and everyone sort of say, it's sort of like a family, be like, I haven't seen such and such today. And I'm like, no, I haven't seen him. Maybe he went over there to the other side of something. Everyone, maybe she went, oh, I remember she said she was going ahead, or he said such and such was going, you know, everyone, if no one's been seen, oh, I ain't seen him today, he might not have been out there. Then they might come by and be like, hey, you didn't come out yesterday. No, I didn't come out yesterday. So it's a close-knit community.
When it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, how would you describe the hopes and the dreams of the people in your community?
A lot of them have big dreams. A lot of them want to do things and, you know, want to get away and don't want to be in the same place. That's for say, same place this year, next year, you know, which is what I say too. I want to be somewhere else, you know, have grown, so to say. Not grown, but, you know, moved from doing something different. Hopefully not be still homeless, make changes, choices to do something about where I am at this particular time, as opposed to being not in the same place, this place, in the same area, next year, move, you know, different choices, and, you know, done something different, done something else.
In your community, Joyce, what are some of the strengths that people draw on as they strive to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What are the strengths that people in your community draw on?
Different families have, different people have come from different families. And so they have a lot of different, you hear a lot of different views about how they were, or how they grew up. This person might have had a close-knit family, this person might not have had a close-knit family. Or this person, they had family reunions, and some people's family might not have family reunions, or, you know, different people have different, come from different places. And so they might have went to school, every church every Sunday, they might have been homeschooled. Everybody has a different, come from a different story, a different place, so their story is different. And you could hear from, wow, they came out of that? Are they were able to survive that? Or look at them now, even though they might be homeless, they still come from somewhere. You don't know everyone's where they come from.
Joyce, again, for the members of your community, what are the challenges and obstacles that make it harder for people in your community to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What holds people in the community back from their hopes and dreams?
Really themselves, but they might not have transportation, you know? They might not have not talked to the right person. You know, you have to keep on talking until someone hears you. I guess, you know, they might have did that, this person might have did that for you, or they might have showed you that, but things change as, you know, things change. That might have happened a couple of years for you, a couple of years ago for you. I mean, oh, Genesis, but it might not be that same way now, but I'm sure it might actually be close to that. But, you know, things close down, schools, agencies, you know, shelters, different things may not be there. They may used to be there, you know, but, oh, that's the place they helped me, but they might not be there now, you know what I'm saying? They might have been closed down, or they may have, you know, moved, you know, you don't know the number now, but years ago, you know, no, it might be different, you know? So we need more information about where we can go, and then transportation to get to where we need to go, as opposed to, you know, you might be busy. Oh, I'll swing by and pick a group of y'all up and take y'all down there, and such. And then, come by and everybody's sitting up there dressed, ready to go, and didn't nobody show up. And it's like, well, oh, yeah, something came up. I'll come by. We'll make plans to come by and pick y'all up. Different, you know, being, I don't know. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Joyce, you've just spoken about challenges and obstacles that people in the community face. Well, tell me, what needs to be done so that those challenges and obstacles can be overcome and people in your community can realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What needs to be done to overcome those challenges and obstacles?
I know you just have to keep on talking to people and see their views about what it is you need to do and make a, like, and make a choice about, you know, see someone else's views about how it was and what they could advise, their advice on how they think or how they thought. And then you make your choice from there.
Joyce, I'd like you to imagine for a moment that you're a powerful, influential leader. Imagine that you're a powerful, influential decision maker who can change things. You can really make things happen. How would you change the system to help people in your community realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? As a powerful leader, how would you change the system?
Stop cutting back on so much things that, like food, like for instance, just per se, food stamps. I mean, they may not have a phone. Just give them what, I mean, and the health care, just the things that people used to have. Stop, don't take them away now. Don't take them away now. Don't, everything costs so much now. It's just, I know things have to change. Price of gasoline goes up, goes down. You know, just, I don't know. That's all I can say if I answer that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And my last question for you. Imagine, please, that you had $1 million and you could spend it to help your community realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives. How exactly would you spend $1 million to help your community?
I wish I could have, like, say, I don't know, a big old, big house where if you needed somewhere to stay, you could come and stay. Everyone worked together. Like, there was a choice, I mean, place where you could just come in and take your shower, take your bath. And then if you needed to go to the food stamp office, they transportation now, give you a bus card. Like that shed, a big old clean shed. Everyone's working together. Everyone gets their tests for AIDS, their COVID. Everyone gets, you know, there's doctors. There's like the Atlanta Women's Day Shelter. They bring you there, but you can stay there. You don't have to, you can't necessarily stay there forever, but that's the daytime. They take, when ladies want to go to play pool or go bowling, or ladies, who's got this bathroom, who's got that bathroom, who's got the lunchroom. Everyone, you could come, everyone can come in, you can save your money if you work, save your money. You know, they give you, put it in a little, put it somewhere. You might have a few dollars just to make you smoke cigarettes, buy you some cigarettes, but you know, everyone, a big old house that everyone can come in, and there's help, there's people in that place that they can help you. This floor helps this floor helps this, people there. It's just, you don't have to worry about getting a ride or going there, because that person is, you need to talk to, they're here, third floor, 220, everyone's in the place, and everyone's, and this is the place where everyone lives. They might have rooms, a lot of rooms, just available for anyone and everyone, a lot of people. So they can get themselves together and do what they need to do for them. And there's people here, you don't have to, you can make an appointment because they might be busy that day, but they're right upstairs, they're right around that corner there, they're right downstairs. Oh, you could come in. No, that's a waiting list and you can't get in. And no, you can get in because everyone comes in, goes out. When one comes in, one goes out. When, you know, And when you lose something, something better comes in. When you, like, lose a parent, you might, something better, that might be, something else is coming up. What's for you is for you. What's not for you is not for you. You know, it might be hard at first, but it goes on. It's like a chain reaction, like a turnover. This turnover. Oh, this person, they done moved on. They got themselves together, got a good old job. They married such and such, and they moved on out. So you get out of that room. You know, everyone come in. There's no denying nobody. Just everyone. Just come on in. Big old family. Big old family. No one has nothing against anybody.